You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Nadia Korakowska, founder and CEO of Dulce Vita Streams, a booking agency providing live music entertainment to and for any event. Nadia, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me on your show.
Well, you are more than welcome. The honor is ours. And so, first of all, tell us what types of services that your company provides.
For me, an event, whether it's a corporate or a private event, is as good as its entertainment. And catering, of course, needless to say. And I think anyone would agree with me that there's nothing better than a good live band, and that's where we come in. We provide live music entertainment for corporate events, for weddings, for gala dinners, award nights, private parties, pretty much any event where music animation is needed. And we offer our clients a wide variety of ensembles. Our clients can choose an ensemble from a large, let's say, 20-piece orchestra to a smaller chamber group like a string quintet or quartet or just trio, duo, or simply a solo piano or electric violin or just a cool DJ. For us, it's all about letting our clients experience the energy of live performance.
Well, tell us, I'm sure we're curious, I certainly am, what inspired you to start an entertainment company?
Where do I begin? When I first came to the United States, I've experienced playing with different ensembles. And during that time, I realized that there were many aspects within that niche that were missing. Things like good quality sound, musicians being late for the performance, overall quality of the performance, and even things like the way some contractors would treat their musicians. So I decided to form an string ensemble of my own, and I still remember how any gig was never too big or too small for me, and just by the word of mouth and great reviews, the demand for my group grew overnight, and I found myself having to, sadly, to decline many incoming gigs just because we were already booked for different clients for that same day, and we would play sometimes two events per day, one in the morning, another one in the evening, and if it was up to me, I would play five, but there's only so much hours in the day. So at that time, I really didn't have means to spend a dime for the marketing. So most of the gigs were coming in because we were either highly recommended by a previous client or just someone who happened to be at one of our past performances. And if my group wasn't available, the client would ask me to recommend someone I know, someone I trust, and some other interesting things started to happen at the time. Some clients that we were working on an ongoing on a regular basis, they would ask sometimes to provide them with a string quartet, for example, for 2 hours cocktail, and then they would ask to throw in a DJ for another 3 hours. So at that moment, it dawned on me that based on that trust that I've built with my clients, why don't I start recruiting great talents in the entertainment field? And that's how I came up with the idea to start my own entertainment booking agency.
Awesome. You got to love it. Now, what makes your company different or sets you apart from other entertainment agencies out there in the market?
Thank you for that question, Eric. I've been waiting to tackle that one. That's how it works. Here is the deal. Many entertainment agencies out there, they have a huge portfolio of standby musicians, and they are really great musicians. But what happens in reality is that these musicians are being called at the last minute for a gig here and there, and when they get together with other musicians, they sometimes haven't even met the other members of the group. So they get together, and as long as they are decent musicians and they can sight read, the performance would go okay. But in reality, what client will get is just a generic sound, and there's a lot more room for mistakes, for musicians getting lost within their part and score, and things like that. I can give you another example. Let's say there's a group, 4 or 5 musicians. So they the quality of their sound will depend on many factors. Some of them, each musician individual skills, music arrangements, and very importantly, the amount of time they spend playing together. Let's say New York Philharmonic, there you have almost 100 musicians playing together so perfectly in sync that the audience would perceive them as one single instrument, not as 100 great musicians. This can only be achieved when musicians are rehearsing and running through music and playing together on an ongoing basis. And that's exactly the same principle and approach we are applying in our agency. I still play with my group, and we meet for rehearsals. We always run through new music before the performance, and that allows us to achieve this bond musically and artistically that creates this top-notch sound that we are known for. And because we have this performing part in place, that allows me to focus on other event logistics, like coordination with event planner, managing and coordinating musicians, and attire, visual presence, and things like that. So another aspect that I wanted to mention is also music arrangements. Sometimes clients have most unusual and bizarre song requests. And what other agencies and ensemble groups out there would resource to, I call it a quote-unquote, the client wouldn't know any better approach. That is, they take a piano score for that song, which is very easy to find online, and that's it. The violin would play vocal part, the cello would play bass clef part, and the other instrument would try to fit in any note they can on the go. Voila, here is your song. And then later on they are wondering why the client came up to them and asked if that was indeed the song they requested. So we never approach this in that way. And first of all, it takes a very skillful and talented composer to arrange a pop or a rock or a punk song for string ensemble. And it happens that we have a very good in-house composer, and when we have a special request for a song, we take that original song and we try to arrange it as best as possible and make it a fair interpretation for the original song and also enjoyable for the client and for the guests and listeners. And there's plenty other things that I could go on and on about what makes us different. But we have only so much time for this interview.
We certainly appreciate that you're breaking that down for us. Today we're joined by Nadia Korakowska, founder and CEO of Dulce Vita Strings, a booking agency providing live music entertainment for any event here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nadia, so I understand originally you formed a very successful string ensemble. Are CDs available to purchase?
Yes, actually we have recorded two albums. First album is called Eternal Classique, and it's a collection of classical music pieces, all-time favorites. And the second album is called Around the World, and it was inspired by our travels and touring around the world. Both albums are available on iTunes, CD Baby, and other digital music outlets online. And we also offer the hard copies on our website at dolcevitastrings.com. And we started working now on our third album.
Excellent. And lastly, what advice do you have for clients searching for the type of service you provide or looking to hire an entertainment agency for their needs?
First of all, and for most, of course, search the market. And once they find an agency or a group that they are interested in, I would advise them to request media to listen and watch the media, the MP3 recordings, important live performance videos to see how the group sounds and looks like. And in general, check as many videos and media as they can. And, of course, reviews. There's many online tools out there today that allow clients to leave their feedback, and it is very helpful to check those reviews.
Well, it certainly has been great to have had you. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about your services and also how they can be in touch?
If they would like to search more information about my agency, I would like to invite them to visit our website at dolcevitastrings.com. There they can listen to, again, to a lot of media. We have videos, we have live performance videos, we have MP3 samples, we have pictures from our performances, and I also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Well, Nadia, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you. Continued success to you and the company. Happy New Year, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Nadia Korakowska, founder and CEO of Dulce Vita Strings, a booking agency providing live music entertainment for any event. And once again, the website of reference is dulcevitastrings.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.